holding the line
for the conservative movement.
This is Stacey on the Right on Sirius XM Patriot 125.
And I'm Mary Walter, sitting in for Stacey Washington. Stacey is back with you tomorrow. More coming up from the town hall tonight as Chris does a yeoman's job here, grabbing some audio to share with you. But first, let's talk about the House Oversight Committee's presser today, what came out of that and where this is going. Pete Hutchinson is president of Landmark Legal Foundation. Pete, thank you so much for taking the time to join us this evening. Appreciate it. Great to talk to you.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be on it with such hardcore listeners calling in already. I'm hoping that I can measure up.
Don't worry, I got you covered. You'll do just fine. I will not be Caitlin Collins to your Donald Trump.
Bring it on, Caitlin.
So we saw this presser today, was not covered on any other networks except Newsmax and Fox. So right. To me, when they chose not to cover it, to me, they knew this was going to be a big deal, and they did everything they could to not mention it or draw any attention to it. In your opinion, because I watched it, and I'll tell you what I thought, but I want to know from your opinion, did this presser accomplish what they set out to do?
It did. It doesn't matter if anybody covers this stuff. What today's presser did is it laid out a myriad of scandalous transactions a web of financial transactions with the Biden family, and they make it completely impossible for the Justice Department to ignore this. The Justice Department is trying to ignore it, but I think the mission was accomplished in that Congress, you know, the members of Congress on the Republican side are going to be completely on board with continuing investigations. There's going to be a tremendous amount of pressure on Merrick Garland to step aside and appoint a special counsel, which to me is the most important thing that can happen here. It must happen. You know, it's a discretionary move for an attorney general, but just think of how President Trump's attorney general stepped aside for a very minor situation compared to this. Garland must step aside. He must appoint a special counsel, and the FBI must get in gear here. You know, you talked about the form that was subpoenaed by the House committee. You know, those forms are very important. They're frequently used to prosecute people for lying to an FBI agent. It happens all the time. The FBI refused to release it because, as I understand it, they said, well, the source wasn't credible. Well, that's baloney. You said it a few minutes ago. Who are they to withhold from Congress information that's been requested? It's not unusual, though. This FBI, this Justice Department have stonewalled Congress for 2 years, and so this is nothing new. But there's a storm a brewing, and President Biden has a lot to answer for.
So you said a lot of things there, and so just bear with me.
Didn't I?
Yeah, no, it's good though. It's good because we need this information, especially people who, you know, were working today and didn't have time to sit and watch this, right? Because this happens during the day. So my first impression of the whole thing was, holy Lord in heaven above, get to it. I am bored to tears here, boys.
The
Republicans are so awful at messaging. First of all, James Comer can't read. Okay, nice guy, but public speaking is not his forte. It's not everyone's forte. They should have let Byron Donalds do it. He was great.
Yeah, he was great. He was just fantastic.
They should have let him have. But I understand that Comer is the chair, and so he wants his moment in the sun. And they all worked really hard on this, and everybody got their swing at the microphone, and that's fine. But what they should have done was they should have had graphics, charts made up. Very simple, so that people could see this is the Chinese, this is the money, and here are the buckets that it went into. Here are the bank accounts. Super easy. Because yeah, it's a very right difficult, it's like a bowl of spaghetti. It's kind of like the whole Russian hoax thing and all of the tentacles with the FBI and everything. People zoned out because it's so complex. It's complex on purpose. So that was the first thing. I was just screaming at the TV because the Republicans once again managed to screw the pooch. Yep. So that was the first thing that I got out of that. The other thing, though, is I saw a lot on Twitter and people were saying, okay, where's the proof? Where's the proof? Where's the proof? And I think that they came out with a lot of stuff, but they didn't lay it out succinctly enough. They didn't lay it out clearly or simply enough. Right. I was always told whenever you're talking about something complex on the radio, if you're trying to get an audience to understand something, you have to take it down to a very simple level because people are doing other things while they're listening to the television or the radio or whatever. So you got to make it simple. And they didn't do that. So you talked about we need a special counsel. May I just say they've been investigating Hunter Biden for 5 years now.
Right.
I noticed George Santos, Toot Sweet, was in handcuffs. Trump, well, you know, boom, 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 we got him. Right. Why is it taking 5 years to figure out whether Hunter Biden lied on a federal firearms form? It should take approximately 30 minutes to figure it out. So why appoint a special counsel?
Yeah, one would hope that there is extensive investigation going on and that there are potentially, lots of charges in the offing. But that's not the case. This is a political thing. This is a political cover-up. The FBI, even under President Trump, was the career people are hangover from the Obama administration. That was a corrupt Justice Department. And once you get these career people in there for life, you know, it's really hard to get things moving. And that's another reason why a special counsel is required here. Not only is there just a colossal conflict of interest, but the career people at the Justice Department aren't doing their job here. And so a special counsel gets to bring on their own people. So, there's an ambulance coming by me. You might hear something. and they're not coming to get me, by the way. But
as far as you know?
As far as I know. I'll keep going till they get me. But you know, it is just so obvious when the Santos guy gets charged, you know, when on Monday Comer says we're having this presser on Wednesday. Well, okay, he's asking for it. And you know what? You're right about messaging. But I was more focused today on reading the memoranda that they issued and going through the detailed reports, the LLCs, 20 of them. You know, your audience, there are a lot of people out there with LLCs. My wife has one for her little physical therapy company. And you run your whole business through there. You run all your business through there. You don't have 20 of these things, and you don't have money coming from Chinese and Romanian special interests or governmental interests going into one LLC and then a third of that money being distributed out to some other LLCs. And always in the same percentages to the same crowd in the Biden family. And you know, when Joe Biden takes Hunter Biden to China on an official visit as vice president, he's not just saying, okay, son, go out and go see the Great Wall and have a good day. He's got Secret Service with him. They know where he is all the time. They know who he's meeting with. They know what they're talking about. There's no way on God's green earth that Joe Biden didn't know what was going on. But you can't have Merrick Garland investigating his boss and his boss's family. It just can't happen. There must be a special counsel appointed.
Well, I'm still waiting. Remember John Durham? Remember that guy? I'm still waiting for that. My grandchildren are going to be waiting for that report. So
yeah.
I just don't have any faith in the system anymore. When we say, oh, we're going to get a special counsel. Yeah, uh-huh. And 18 years from now, we're still going to be trying to figure out if Hunter Biden lied on his firearms form.
Well, that may be the case, but you're sure not going to ever get anything out of this Justice Department and this Attorney General.
Right.
I'll take my chances on a special counsel any day of the week.
So,
they Go ahead.
No. So I want to, because I think you and I are pretty much on the same page with a lot of this here. Where are the Republicans? Where are the Republicans? You know, do something. We hear, like, and not just with this, but like Mayorkas isn't doing his job. They're talking, oh, we should impeach Mayorkas. Well, we got to investigate first. We can't do this. We can't do that. Democrats didn't investigate anything. They just impeached. And they got out there and they charged stuff and they did all sorts of stuff. Why don't the Republicans do this? This is why I was like, okay, you got a great report. You did a lot of work. Now what? Like, they never turned the report in. Like, I don't know. They never finished it.
Well, I think part of the purpose of this is to show how dramatic how the depth of information available, that just in looking at these four banks, I mean, they want to look at 20. Congress has subpoena power. They can do this. They can run this investigation, but they need the entire caucus to get on board. And I think that was the real goal of today's boring press conference, boring with flashes of brilliance. But I think that you know, there are other committees, the banking committee. There are just other committees that may get on board, and I think that was really the purpose behind today's event.
Yeah, I just hear committee and my eyes glaze over. I'm like, that's another year.
I know, but we don't have a tyrannical government with some person in charge of things. We got to work within the system. But you're right about Republicans. It's only the Republican Party can screw this stuff up, and they have done it repeatedly for 40 years since Newt Gingrich was in charge.
Yeah, they snatched.
So I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I always joke around that the Republicans are capable of snatching defeat from the jaws of victory at every turn.
Yes, yes. I had a judge say that to me one time. That was not a good sign.
No, not.
Actually, he said it to the lawyer on the other side. I recommend you not snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. And he said, the other guy said, okay, I'll just sit down now.
Got it down. All right. So they want to keep investigating. Where can you go? So I don't think they made a splash with the American public. I think the vast majority of the American public has no clue this even happened today. So
okay.
You said maybe this was just for other Republicans on other committees. My feeling of that is they shouldn't have to do this to get the message to other Republicans on other committees. Don't they every now and then, I don't know, have an email, you know, like a text chain going?
Well, they do, but I think it's a way to put pressure on other committees, the Judiciary Committee, the Banking Committee. Oversight is, they're on fire, but others have more kind of oversight over more effective investigative arms. But
okay,
we'll see. We're just going to have to see.
Jim Jordan was there, and he's Judiciary, right?
Yes, he is Judiciary. And you know, they've been focused on, well, here's another example of stonewalling. Jim Jordan's committee asked for records about the Garland, school parents as terrorists memo, and they didn't get it for a year and a half. Well, I went and asked for the same information at about the same time Congress did, and I got it 10 months later and turned it over. I took it over there to Capitol Hill, and I said, here it is, tabbed with hot docs and everything. And then miraculously 28 days later, the Judiciary Committee got the documents from the Justice Department, I think after they said, look, we have this stuff, so give it to us. So they're playing games with each other. And outfits like Landmark Legal Foundation, you know, we're actually pretty good at finding this stuff. So that's what we do, and that's why we we're a nonprofit. So we live off contributions from private individuals, and it works. So, you know, we may start looking at this stuff a little heavier.
Well, if someone just very quickly do a little plug, if someone wants to says, I like the work this guy's doing, how do they find you?
Landmarklegal.org. as our website, and we've got all kinds of stuff there that we've been working on. And you can sign up there for our email list that we send out every couple of weeks, a summary of what we're working on. And it's fun, and it's important work. I've been doing it 35 years. I work with Mark Levin for 28 years of that. We're a small but mighty group, and I think we do good work.
You do do good work. The next time you talk to Mark, please tell him I said hello and I miss him.
I will tell him. I'm probably going to talk to him tomorrow.
Oh, good. Please do that. So let's part with this. Will Joe Biden still be alive by the time they finally get all the paperwork they need and they finally come through with some kind of a case with outlining corruption with the Biden family? Or will Joe be long dead?
Well, I would say, if he lives another 25 years, he might still be alive. But at this rate, God willing, he'll live a longer and more fruitful life. Hopefully, he'll have to come clean, and the Justice Department or the special counsel will move on Hunter Biden if the evidence is there.
All right. Well, don't you build up my hopes, because that's all the Republicans do, which is why I'm not a registered Republican. It's like dating. They keep telling you that they're going to call you, and they never do.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel your pain.
Yeah, it's really hard to get excited. Pete, this is wonderful. And I did call you I did say Hutchinson. It's Hutchison. There's no N, so yeah. I apologize for that.
That's
president
okay.
of Landmark Legal Foundation. You can find them at landmarklegal.org, correct?
All right. That's right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Really appreciate you. Have a great rest of your week and keep up the good work. All right. Your calls. Your calls coming up, 866-957-2874, 866-95-PATRIOT. I'll give you more of this, a little bit more of this, in case you did not hear. Just a breakdown of what they found in there, because he was talking a lot of different things that they talked about. And if you didn't hear it today, you may be a little confused and a little lost. Plus, I have some audio from the town hall tonight that we will go into as well. All right? So we're going to do all of that coming up on Sirius Patriot.